Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Show. I'm Eric.
That's right.
Eric Hallaby. I'm not Joe Messina. I know I might sound like him. I don't look like him. He's much better looking than me. I can tell you that. But I am your guest host here for the final hour of the Joe Messina Show. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can also check out our website, joemessina.com. Look, we have talked about the word safe. I don't know if there's been a more overused word in the English language over the last couple of years during the reaction to the pandemic, the lockdowns. It's nothing to do with coronavirus, by the way. I just want you to know COVID didn't do anything. COVID, coronavirus, it's been in existence forever. For at least as long as we've been tracking these things, there's always been a coronavirus. But ask yourself this. Okay, yes, I get it. Why are you getting people vaccinated that are perfectly healthy? Why is it that you're making Navy SEALs get vaccinated? Could it be that Anthony Fauci might have some sort of, I don't know, financial interest in the vaccine companies? Maybe he has some sort of involvement in the creation of this vaccine. Maybe his friends, families, companies. I don't know. Maybe it's just his belief system, right? He can believe it, but he's not the president. His job is not to make policy, it's to give advice. And then the president weighs everything, except the president decided to shut down the U.S. government and the city governments and the private enterprise and the entire U.S. system. Now, I get it when they did it for a short bit. Everybody's afraid. We're not sure. Got it. When they started opening up parts of the government and open up city, state government, and then they started opening up certain, ready for this? Essential businesses. Now, I want you to know, I asked my kids, I asked my wife, hey, do you guys think I'm essential? They all said yes. Is our company essential that's paying our food, shelter, clothing? Yeah, yep. It's essential. Got it. We're essential. When all of a sudden people are running around in this conversation about safe, and they're making decisions based on safe, you guys have to go back to the logic part of your life. You remember when you rode around in the back of pickup trucks without camper shells? Yeah, Jimmy fell out once. Remember that? Yep. Sometimes I almost fell out once. Yep. Those kinds of things happen. You learn. You learn to sit down. Don't sit on the wheel. Well, we're going a little fast. Hold on. Remember in the back of the station wagon, Dad would slow down, put on the brakes. Right? You're in the front seat. Your mom whips her arm out to be your seatbelt across from you. Boom, hit you in the chest. What's that? Well, I thought I had to stop fast. Oh, okay. Right, everything was about safety. But we took care of ourselves. It made sense. We couldn't find our seatbelts. They were stuffed in between or underneath the seats. Who knows where they came from? Right, airbags had been around since, what, I think the 60s, if I'm not mistaken. maybe even before that. Airbags have been around forever. People said, listen, there's a certain amount of safety I'm willing to put up with, a certain amount of cost, a certain amount of lifestyle changes. Remember, they wouldn't let you play. Look. I'm going to tell you, this is going to show you how old I am. The game is called Freeze Tag. Or maybe Kill the Ball Carrier. Remember that one? Hide and Seek. Oh, we don't want to make anybody feel bad because nobody went and looked for Susie. You know, you have to look for everybody. But we hurt her feelings when we didn't choose him for the football game on the street. We hurt his feelings when he was chosen last for basketball. So you learned. You learned to fight back. You learned to get upset. You learned to figure it out. You learned to deal with it. It became a you problem. It wasn't society's problem to make sure that I had a helmet on my bike. It was my mom or my dad. And if they didn't care, then I didn't care. You know how many times I crashed in a car in the back of a pickup truck and flew out? None. Zero. Oh, but Eric, that's not the reason we do it. We do it because of that one child. You're telling me that Scotty was not worth saving. No, of course he is. Today, you guys all know the rules. Scotty knows the rules. You know the rules. You know that you're supposed to wear a seatbelt if you want to be safe. But if you don't want to wear it, chances are you're probably not going to get in a car accident for the next 6 months. Maybe longer. So, do you need a seatbelt? Well, maybe if I stop a little harder on the gas, I might hit the steering wheel. Okay, so maybe wear a seatbelt. But we put law enforcement. I remember when they first came out with it, they told us, a seatbelt is mandatory, but guys, I only want you to give it as a warning. And you cannot write for just a seatbelt ticket. That was our law. That was our rule or policy, I guess. You couldn't write just a seatbelt ticket. You had to write somebody for something else, and then you could put a seatbelt as an add-on. So I can stop you for a seatbelt, but if there wasn't anything else going on, it had to be a warning. But if I stopped you for speed and you weren't wearing a seatbelt, I could write you for both. Well, now, I don't even know what it is now. I remember it was a $25 ticket back then, going back about 30 years. But my time in law enforcement, nearly a decade, taught me that sometimes wearing a seatbelt saved your life. And sometimes it took your life. Yeah, certain car accidents, you'd have been alive had you not worn a seatbelt. Certain car accidents, you're not alive if you didn't wear one. So my point is not to not wear a seatbelt. I want you to get off of that for a second and start thinking about this, which is, when did the word safe take over your life? I don't know. When we come back after the break, don't go far. Grab yourself something to drink. We'll be right back on the Joe Messina Show. I'm going to get into the word safe and how it's changing your life, and you can do something about it. 855 Real Joe. I'm Eric Hallaby. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. I'm the guest host, Eric Howley. I'm filling in for Joe. I want you to call him on Monday and encourage him to tell you what happened tonight. Tell you what he did. Tell you how he stood up or didn't for, well, listen, courage, right? He's an example of courage. I want you to ask him about it because I think what it's missing in your everyday life. I don't mean courage where you got to run down the street and stop cars like some of these crazy environmental people and make it so that folks are going to lose time from work, right? Hourly wage workers don't work. They don't get paid. People that are sick going to the hospital, going to visit their family members are on their deathbed. Sorry, my environmental craziness, my rights, my protests, all that supersedes you. You've seen that, right? And the word safe, instead of saying, listen, I'm going to punch you in the nose because you're not supposed to do that, right? It's an assault. So you can't do that.
But that would have happened in the good old days, as they say. I don't know if always the good old days were always as good as they say, but back when we could, ride in the back of a pickup truck. Remember that? Remember when adults, see if you could remember. Like at one point, adults didn't have to wear helmets. Ooh, imagine that. Remember that? Yeah. Some states now took it away. I don't remember. I think it was the Clinton administration that said, you better make everybody be required to wear a helmet on a motorcycle or we're going to remove federal highway transportation, remodeling, rebuilding, etc. We're going to remove those funds. We're going to take those away from your budget if you don't make everybody wear a helmet. So the word safety really kind of trumps a lot of things. And you guys gave it up. We decided we're gonna agree to the safety world. And so fast forward, COVID hits. And the crazies on the left decide they're going to take advantage of us. Look at first all of us. I think I shut my office down. I want to say 3 days. It might have been 3 or 4 days. I said, hey, you guys, maybe it was a week. Work from home. We'll figure this out. I have no idea what's going on. But then some of you have logic. And I want you to think about this for a second. Because here's the logic you stopped using. You thought that wearing a mask was going to make a difference. Now, we didn't at first, right? Because remember, they said, don't wear a mask, Fauci. You're crazy to wear a mask. It wasn't until he realized, wait, there's some power in this. And with this power, I could do a lot of things. I could be important. I could make a difference. I could make some money. And the politicians are right behind him, weren't they? So what started as a don't wear a mask, that's a silly thing, it does nothing. Because partly, look, you guys are going to say this. I know. All right, Arif, prove it. Prove it. All right, I'm going to do it. How many of you were trained to wear a mask? Well, okay, there's a few of you. I get it. There's some nurses and doctors and respiratory therapists, dental assistants. I see some of you. Now, the rest of us, how many of you were trained to wear a mask? Oh, nobody, because you have facial hair and the mask doesn't seal properly. Oops. Or you use the same mask that's sitting on your rearview mirror. Now it's in your purse pocket. Oh, now it's in my back pocket. Oh, now it's in my briefcase. Where is it again? Oh, let me uncrumble it. Oh, there it is. You see, if you're telling me the virus is on this side of the mask or that side, then the only way, says my doctor friends, I'm not an expert, I'm just listening. The only way to wear a mask, quote, properly and safely, is to remove it with gloves. Every time you change with the people you're around so you don't cross-contaminate, and it goes in one of those red, those burned trash bags, those infectious material bags, right? Those trash cans that are red. Yeah, that's where it has to go. And then you wear a new one. You don't wear the same one for days or weeks on end like all of us have. You realize that was a joke. Once that happens, it's over. And then people start breaking out the antibacterial soap. I'm like, hey, it's different than antiviral. So, those little hand squeegee deals, that Purell? Yeah, that's antibacterial. It's not the same as antiviral. It has to be made up of different concentration to, quote, make a difference. And boy, will you do it. You'll come out of the bathroom, you'll squeeze. Oh, wait, I want to shake your hand. Wash, scrub, let me see it. Oh, yeah, listen, but 15 minutes before COVID, you didn't run around and say, watch out for the virus. Spinal meningitis is everywhere. The Black Plague. No, you still went to school. You still shook hands. You still said hello. Still went to your doctor's office or your nail salon without a big plastic thing in between you. You see, once we realized, this is a virus. It's an illness. It's about the same as the flu. Probably a little worse. I get it. When Cuomo decided he was going to put sick elderly people in the same facility as healthy elderly people, and everybody was screaming and yelling, and they started holding elderly people, seniors, as prisoner. Parents, kids, they couldn't go and get them out. They're stuck. And you're watching this saying, you're putting my sick parent in a petri dish of sorts. So how can you tell me that the mask was effective and social distancing was effective? It is a virus. By the time we found out about it, it's over. Everybody was here. Everybody was going to get it. Some with O positive blood seemed to not get the first iteration. I don't know why. I don't know anything about it. I just had a bunch of friends. O positive, never got it. Everybody around them did. Now, they eventually got it later. The second or fourth iteration of whatever, however it morphed into something. And most of us that got it, I got it twice. The first time I didn't take any medicine, and it kicked my butt for a couple weeks. Yeah, it did. I slept a lot. Oh, it was horrible. But the last time I got the flu was maybe probably 14 years ago. And if I remember right, I kind of felt the same way. Oh, and by the way, the second time I got it, I had ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak. Listen, I'm not a doctor. You do your thing. I'm doing mine. I interviewed 47 physicians now, but when I got sick by that time, it was 46. And half of them had that medicine on standby. And of the 46, only 7 of them said you should wear a mask. That's right. Doctors, nurse practitioners, respiratory therapists. Shh, they didn't say anything to anybody else. Why? Because they could lose their job. I'm sorry, did you say courage? I thought you said courage. I'm sorry. What was that again? Oh, yeah. Instead of standing up and saying, you guys, this is ridiculous, we're going to walk out. You might as well carry a rabbit's foot if you're going to have them use the same mask they used yesterday that's in their briefcase. It's just as effective. A lucky penny, a rabbit's foot, and your mask. Don't forget. You see, because the word safe all of a sudden became this thing where it's this visual, I'm going to scare the daylights out of you. So you guys walk around with this mask and it scares the heck out of everybody. Don't forget, we have a pandemic control. Who's the man? Oh, thank you, government. Thank you, central government. You've been helping me out so much. You know, they have California fruit agriculture inspection. When you walk across the border, when you try to come into the border from Las Vegas into California, they want to check your... Why? Safety. Safety. We're going to violate all sorts of constitutional rights. No warrant search. Safety. We come back. How do you fight this safety? This new responsibility of words called safety? Well, we might have some solutions. We come back after the break. I'm Eric Hallaby. 855-REAL-JOE. Go to joemessina.com. Get involved in the conversation. We'll be right back.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stay their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Eric Halaby. Glad you could join us and be a part of the conversation. More importantly, make a difference, right? We've talked about getting involved. We've talked about making a difference. I don't want you to be pushed around or bullied because that's the words they're using, right? They turn around and call you a racist, white supremacist. What's the next word? We're going to do a lotto, right? One of those lottos. Everybody writes it down. Time capsule. 2 years from now, just before the election, we're going to open it up. And we're going to see who guessed the right word of whatever they're going to call people they disagree with. Because it has nothing to do with what you really are or aren't. Right? When you see the projection of the racist ideas of the conversation, the control that happens, it's honestly a very fascinating thing. I think in the end, psychologists, psychiatrists, they're going to get together and talk about this time and this weird part that's really overtaken Democrat Party, really overtaken the left of America. Why the real liberals, the ones that just appreciate, if you will, freedom of speech and search and seizure rules to be left behind. I started going into the last break, talking about heading over the border when you drive over from California into Nevada, no problem. You try to come from Nevada back into California via Las Vegas on the 15 freeway, boy, the agricultural department is there. And their job is to make sure you are not bringing in oranges. Well, Eric, the fruit fly deal, you know, I get it. I was around in California in the fruit fly thing, I remember. Oh, Eric, the rules that everybody was coming in and the wrong species of bug. Yeah, okay. You're telling me that, I don't know, maybe 50 times I've done that trip, right, and gone over the border back and forth. I have never, not once, never, ever seen them stop anybody. And maybe half the time, and that's being generous, have I even seen personnel there. So I'm not sure why the agricultural thing is there. Listen, for whatever way they think they have a non-search seizure rule, they have a way to flag people that they feel without a warrant they can search your car and violate your Fourth Amendment. Maybe that's their idea of what's called safe, right? Because as soon as they talk about it, it's a $1 trillion industry in the state of California, the tsetse fly root flu. Oh, yes, you're right, but one, you're never doing anything, and two,
You're telling me that that's the only way that it comes in? It isn't from all those containers that arrive from Asia or from Central or South America at the Long Beach Harbor, L.A. Harbor, San Francisco Harbor? You're telling me that all of those are the fresh and clean, and you're checking every single one of those? And for that, millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars are spent every year on something under the guise of keeping us safe? Or, and this is what I always want you to do, you always got to ask the or, the O-R. What's the or in the story? Or is it a choke point and a way to keep people from entering California when they don't want you? Is it a way for them to have a choke point and monitor every license plate that comes through the state? Is it a way to have a choke point so they can eliminate, lessen, restrict those that they don't want to enter? Now, I'm guessing that it's not the only state that does it, because most states have the truck routes, right? You got to get off truck, and they call it safe. Roads have to be safe. The loads on the truck have to be tied down properly, safe. The trucks can't be too heavy, safe. Some of that you're willing to negotiate with, right, as a right. But there has to be a default. There has to be an assumption, a presumption, that we do not need any help from the government. And then turn around and prove that we do need help. Well, Eric, you got to understand, I'm willing to listen to the story. I'm willing to listen to be a part of the conversation. But when you take away games like what we used to call, smear the ball carrier. Maybe you had other names for it. I won't use it on the air. Kill the ball carry. Remember those games? Freeze tag, hide and seek. When we used to say, oh, we're not going to single out that child. And now you make those kids wear helmets everywhere they go. Now, I made my kids wear a helmet, but it was my choice as a dad. Me and my wife looked at each other and said, okay, most of the time we should not let them run around without a helmet. We're just kind of concerned about that. I get it. But there were other times we didn't care. We're like, you're just going down the street. It's no big deal. We're just going on a trail ride. No problem. Because since the beginning of bicycles, except for just relatively speaking a few years ago, helmets weren't necessary. It didn't happen. Oh, people fell down and got hurt. Yeah, they did, but they also learned how to fall, right? If you watched the George Lopez skit, I'm sure he would cover it, where he said, yeah, you just learned how to fall. Tuck and roll, son. Tuck and roll. Spit. Rub some dirt on it. You're good to go. Now the helicopter parents, they wipe every child's hand. Don't touch Johnny's toy. Everybody's hands get hand sanitizer. Get the wipes out. Look at the neurotic amount of things that we do. And then the government introduces these masks. And for 2.5 years, the same weirdos are walking down the street. I'm going to call them a weirdo. I don't know what else to call them. Are walking down the street all by themselves wearing a mask. Driving in a car all by herself, wearing both gloves, hands with gloves and a mask. And I looked, I thought, oh my gosh, she must be carrying one of those, medical transports, heart-lung transplant, emergency vehicles. Right? She's en route. She's running to the hospital to save a life. Nope. She's just driving. And you ask yourself, do you think how she's touching her phone with those same gloves? I mean, you see where I'm going with this? You touch your phone with the gloves, and then you put the gloves, and then when you go home, you take the gloves off, and you touch your phone again with the same gloves. They even convinced some of you to wipe down the groceries and take off your clothes in the garage. My point is, safe, the word safe, is used to control you, your thoughts, the words, the purchases, your movement, whether your car goes here or there, whether you're allowed. And the word safe has been used to replace the word responsibility. Big deal. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to hear what you have to say, because in my opinion, we are way too safe as a country. I don't think if you go to most other states, or countries rather, you get a chance to see everybody sitting around all worried about it. That's not how it works. They're trying to eat dinner tonight. They're trying to run their electricity. You just heard GCN news, if you paid attention. Italy. Sorry, you can't use your... for 1 hour a day, you're going to have to figure out when not to use your heat. for, you know, one day a week, you're going to have to cut it back. Can you really, do you think they're worried about, oh, but it's safe? Or you think they're trying to say, how does my aunt not going to freeze to death this winter? Americans have lost their ability to be tough. You've lost your ability to sometimes, oh, believe it or not, ready for this, lose. Yeah, sometimes some of you should not be an artist. I'm just going to say that out loud because your mom and dad didn't. And they certainly didn't tell you not to be a musician, even though you stink at playing the violin or the guitar or the drums. They endured it, but they kept lying to you. You could be anything. Little Jimmy, you could be anything you want to be. Lie. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, wrong. Nope, you can't. You can't be anything you want. Right? Telling me, Eric, you could be a basketball player. Now, listen, if the NBA adopts what it believes, which is equity and racism and let's be fair, right? I love that F word. The F word, fair. Let's be fair. If they start to adopt that and say, okay, middle-aged white guys, half Lebanese, 5'7", 5'8", look at, on a good day, yeah, I could probably do a jump shot from maybe 4 feet, 6 feet out. But hey, there's way too many black men on the court. It's just not equitable. Where's the little white Jewish guys? And I need some Asians. Get me an Asian or two. Maybe one. I'd be willing to say one Asian on the court. Maybe two male blacks. I'm okay if we're gonna push it towards ability. All right. And then let's go the other direction. Let's just say whites. You got to have a couple of those. But, you know, and then you rotate in a Hispanic person now and again. Let's do that. Wait. I thought you said you wanted to be fair. Oh, okay. That's fine. So the NBA, football, those can be unfair. Well, then I'll tell you what else needs to be fair then. If I'm willing to do that, because listen, I'm not interested in playing basketball. But you know what? Let's take all their salaries, divide by the amount of players, and LeBron James makes, the same as everybody else. Oh. Now the F word matters, doesn't it? Stay with me. We'll be right back. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break here. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. I'm Eric Hallaby. 855-REAL-JOE. Go to joemessina.com. Two S's and joemessina.com. I'll be right back.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health, as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. I'm here, pal. I'm your guest host. Stay with us. We finish up this hour of the program. Listen, your involvement makes a difference. I know you're sitting at home and you're saying, well, it's that other guy. You're driving in your car, your big rig. Oh, it's those people. Yeah, those people ought to stand up. No, I want you to stand up. Dennis Prager makes it very clear. Prager University, if you don't know who he is, Dennis Prager, says something very clear. Three types of people. Now, I don't know if he coined this phrase, so forgive me. He's where I've heard it from. There's those that are called the fighters. They stand on the front line. They get out there. They make a difference. Me, you, others that are making a difference. Standing up. Called courage. Yeah, I put myself on the line just like you. Not as much even close to the men and women in our military or our current day law enforcement or firefighters. Yeah, the front line folks. Right? A lot of them stand up for what's right. Whether it's what's right in the firefighting world, making a difference there. But I'm talking about at work. Not doing your job, but where they sit around and they say, you're going to have to get vaccinated. You're like, I don't believe in it. I'm good. I'm healthy. I don't need it. And they say, tough luck. You're going to lose your job. Many, many, many folks lost their job. Hundreds, if not thousands, lost their job. Cedars-Sinai Hospital, big hospital in Los Angeles, big. Hundreds of people got fired for not getting vaccinated when just a few weeks earlier, many of them were told, oh, you have a religious exemption. Now we changed our mind. We got pressure from the left. So they changed their mind. Huh. Imagine that.
science. I thought it was science. Wasn't it science? Because if it's science, you would have followed the VAERS database. And it would have told you that more people were getting injured with this vaccine than countless others combined. But they wanted to hide that. Courage, right? Standing up in law enforcement. Remember when they used to say, you cannot eat at that counter. That's for white people. Black people have to eat at this cafe counter, right? You have to sit over there in the back of the bus. Remember that? How many of the white folks, just like, listen, you liberals and conservatives that do nothing, you sit there? You're the ones that are sitting on the bus watching that person get pushed to the back of the bus. Yeah. Today, the one that stands up for those people, that stood up for the men and women because of something they couldn't control, and said, that's not right. We're going to boycott this bus system. We're going to boycott because it's not right. We're going to lose. We're going to have to walk to work in the rain, in the mud, the sleet, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. We're going to walk because we don't know how long it's going to take. When it's hot outside, we're going to walk until you get rid of this dumb idea that black people have to sit in the back of the bus. Remember that idea? Remember that? Rosa Parks, maybe that's a familiar name to you. The men and women that stood up for her, that's called courage. The men and women that are amazing at their job, Navy SEALs, sorry you're fired. L.A. County Sheriffs, sorry you're fired. And yet there are men and women that stood up. Sheriff Villanueva, Los Angeles County Sheriff Villanueva, a Democrat, a Democrat, stood up for the men and women and said this is ridiculous. The progressive liberals, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, have crossed the line. They left being common sense people, probably a long time ago, and became this far left group of people whose only job it is to control and manipulate you through the word safe. 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 It's about safe. Right? Phony glass plastic shields at your bank, at the grocery store. Remember when you're trying to talk to somebody? You guys knew it. You knew it. You're trying to talk to them with the mask on, and they have a mask on, and you're saying, I'd like to... Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You pull the mask off and go around the plastic little cheese ball barrier. Remember that? And you say what you have to say, and then you put your mask back on. Or better yet, I'm at a grocery store, and one of the workers is walking along, and she has to sneeze, and she pulls her mask down, sneezes on the floor, and then puts it right back on. You're like, that's the whole point. You're supposed to wear the mask. And you got to think about it. She's self-preservation. She's like, I don't want to have that in my mask all day. I got to work. Right? I mean, you guys, you know this was craziness and phoniness, and you did not stand up for it. I spent 2.5 years on my radio show. Every week I do a radio show in Los Angeles. And I spent 2.5 years fighting this craziness and standing up. Courage? Yeah. Did it cost me money? Oh, my word, did it cost me. People left us. Clients walked out. Yeah, that happened. But you know what happens? At night I can sleep. And I want you to have that same feeling. I want you to walk along and say, listen, if I'm an adult and I choose to wear a helmet on my motorcycle, that's what I want to do. And if I don't, I don't want to wear one. And if I want to wear one on my bicycle, if I want to make my children wear it, I'm going to do it. If not, I'm not going to. You see, the goal for government was to remove you as a parent. And they found different ways. Safety is the new one. Safety is the reason that they want to make sure that a 12 or a 14-year-old can have an abortion without her mom and dad knowing about it. Right? You understand why? Oh, because for the safety of the child, her parents, they might get mad at her. No, do you understand that's a crime, folks? It's a crime and somebody has to go to jail. It's courageous to stand up and fight. But you don't get to take away the parents' rights as a parent. That's important you know that. Right? The federal government cooked up a detailed propaganda plan to push COVID shots. Recent documents as of October 7th. Judicial Watch has obtained 249 pages of records from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services detailing the extensive media plans for a propaganda push, a campaign to make sure that everybody got the COVID-19 vaccine. You knew it was phony. You knew 8th grade science said the mask is silly because nobody's wearing it properly. Listen, if we all wore, you know, space suits and walked around and you could catch it the day after the virus got to California or Michigan or Florida, wherever it might have landed, came in off a boat or a ship or a plane, and you could have stopped it right in that little port town, got it, done. But that didn't happen. It floated for months and months. Meaning it's over. Next step, you're not going to prevent people from getting it. It's already in society. Now you don't scare everybody. But that was the goal. Right? You had a presidential candidate who never left his basement, who wears this mask even to this day, looks like a silly guy. You go, come on, man. Nobody takes you seriously. You're the president of the United States. All right, you got your calendars. Mark it down. 1 year from today. I'm telling you, he will not be president of the United States. Listen, I know you're saying, great, we're going to get stuck with Kamala. I don't know if that's the answer. I don't know if it's going to be a Spiro Agnew, Gerald Ford conversation, right? Step down, bring somebody in, then resign, and then that person becomes the unelected president of the United States. That could happen. I don't know who it's going to be. And remember, Congress is going to have to choose her vice president. Now, we have had times in the past where we have had a president without a vice president. Yes, we have. Many times, in fact. Do I think that's going to happen? It depends on if you guys have had enough of this safety conversation. If you guys are going to say, enough is enough. You're going to say, listen, I'm not going to trust the government anymore to be safe, to tell me what I should do and shouldn't do by using this co-word safe. I'll tell you this. When I knew it was a complete done, when it was over, was when Gavin Newsom was in the French Laundry, that famous fancy restaurant up in Northern California. And he was there with number one and two, the two ladies that were from the California Medical Association. In other words, reports are they're physicians and they are in charge of the association, meaning they're pretty smart people. Pretty good medically. They got a doctor's license, right? And they were in a closed environment that they told us we couldn't be, without a mask. They told us we had to wear them. Sitting next to each other, they told us we had to be 6 feet. And they were enjoying hundreds of dollars worth of caviar. And we were not allowed to go see your grandma. You were not allowed to visit a dying relative in the hospital. You were not allowed to do almost anything with your family, and all they wanted to do was scare the heck out of you and call it safe. And yet, our politicians decided it was okay for them. They had super immunity. This is all before the vaccine, guys. This is all before let's pretend like it's, we're getting vaccinated once or twice or 17, whatever it is, 5 times now they want you to get vaccinated. What kind of vaccine is that, 5 times? Just have vitamin C, I don't know, it's about the same, isn't it? Not a doctor, not a doctor. Somebody somewhere has made the decision that they were okay. It was a dumb idea. No. You were risking your life for that meal. Was it that good? Or, remember my or, it always comes down to the or. Or they knew this was a way big overreaction and they were taking advantage of scaring the daylights out of you by using the word safe. Just ask yourself, what's the logic behind these things? Because right now, this is what it is. This is weaning down, right? The president said, oh, COVID's over. Okay, it's going to be over in a bit. But what's next? Because you know something else is coming, right? Remember, it was global cooling and then killer bees. And then, we had the environment. I don't know what's next. Be ready for it because you're a listener to The Joe Messina Show. You will be prepared. Go to joemessina.com. Thanks for being part of the show. See you next week. You have a great week.